Our next story is about going cheap and paying for it later. The problem? The escalators at Sound Transit's light rail stations. A few listeners wanted to know why those escalators break down so often. So KUOW reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock found out.
It's kind of like that joke. There's no such thing as a broken escalator, right?
I like an escalator, man, because an escalator can never break. It can only become stairs.
That's comedian Mitch Hedberg.
Sorry for the convenience.
But light rail escalators do break, and they don't become stairs. Audrey Farmer and her husband are big Mitch Hedberg fans. So when they'd see a broken escalator on their commute to downtown Seattle from Renton, they'd tell each other that joke.
It got to the point where I'm like, oh, we've said this joke like 4 times in like 2 months.
Farmer noticed that a few escalators were often broken on her route through the University Street station.
That escalator over there.
She showed me which ones.
I think it was down 2 or 3 times within a couple of months.
Farmer wanted to know what was going on.
I'm one of these people, I want to know the reason why.
So she asked us, along with 2 other listeners who also wanted to know about light rail escalators and how much it costs taxpayers to fix them. I requested spending data to find that out. The data show Metro Transit has spent around $850,000 to maintain the escalators in the downtown tunnel since 2016. You could probably buy a house in Seattle for that much, but compared to costs at other stations, it's small potatoes, especially compared to one station in particular.
Next stop, University of Washington Station.
University of Washington Station. Since that station opened, Sound Transit has spent over $1.5 million just to keep the escalators running. That's nearly twice what it cost to maintain the escalators at the 4 light rail stations in the downtown transit tunnel. UW station escalators, like this one clunking in the background, have not aged well over their short lives. From the beginning, the design of the escalators was a problem. Sound Transit opted to buy a cheaper escalator rather than the sturdiest escalator on the market. Julie Montgomery oversees architecture for Sound Transit.
We're always looking at cost and value for the taxpayer. We didn't want to unnecessarily do escalators that would be much more expensive than we thought could do the job.
But an independent consultant report says the escalators aren't sturdy enough to handle the heavy traffic that pummels the UW station. As a result, Sound Transit has been paying more money to keep escalators there running than for any other station. For example, it costs 5 times more than escalators 1 stop down the line.
Next stop, Capitol Hill Station.
Here's Julie Montgomery from Sound Transit again.
We're not happy with the 2016-2017 numbers at all. A lot of that was due to large problems that were uncovered and have now been fixed. And so the hope is that we will see improvement over time.
Kestrel Wright plays French horn in the downtown tunnel. He boards the train at the UW station and says he's seen the problems broken escalators cause.
People waiting long periods of time, the platform full. I can't imagine what it would be like after a game or something like that.
Sound Transit doesn't allow passengers to walk up broken escalators. A few times earlier this year, people waited for around an hour to take an elevator when escalators stopped working at the UW station. Now, Sound Transit has a new policy. In the future, all stations will have heavy-duty escalators. Plus, a new feature right next to the escalators, just in case. Stairs. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
The story was inspired by a couple of listener questions. Do you have one? Just ask us at kuow.org.